Well, hi there. I'm Luann Fulmer. I am here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. I will give you Eric's telephone number because he has something very special he'll be offering you today. He'll tell you about that momentarily, but you'll want to keep this telephone number handy. 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Have you ever been in a hurry going somewhere and all of a sudden you come across a detour and now you've got to follow the detour and then sometimes you get lost, right? Sometimes those detours aren't necessarily marked how they're supposed to be. And so you have to pull out your GPS to get you to the right destination. The same thing can happen on someone's journey into retirement. And, you know, many of our listeners, those of you listening, you've worked for decades building up your nest egg. You've made all the right turns so far, hopefully. But without a plan to manage that nest egg, you could end up headed the wrong direction with your retirement plan. And Eric, there is so much more to retirement planning than just picking the right investments, right? So what can you tell us about strategies to help us make sure that we don't outlive our savings?
Yeah, well, I mean, once you retire, the shift is the focus away from, you know, saving and building up the money is really to make sure how you're going to, you know, keep that money, right? You don't want to lose it. How are you going to get income from it? So really what we're talking about there is, you know, wealth management is really talking about allocating the investments, but it's more than that. You have to really manage how you're going to get the income, how you're going to get that money out for the rest of your life, and how you're going to not screw up and, you know, have some market volatility come take a lot of it away or, you know, rob you from your retirement of what you're trying to build up. So, you know, there's a lot of hazardous stuff around retirement and doing that switch from accumulation to when you start distributing that money out and when you're actually retired.
How is a retirement plan then different from an investment strategy? If you could explain that.
Yeah, so unfortunately, a lot of people really think that having a diverse set of mutual funds is a retirement strategy or that's a retirement plan. Really sadly, is a lot of people in my business, other financial advisors, or they think that too is your, you know, your entire retirement plan, right? All you do is you look at your investments, put them on a little pie chart, see what's the odds of the money running out, and that's your retirement plan. Well, that's very far from the truth and where it should be. You really should be looking at everything in terms of, you know, taxes, how's that going to come into play? You know, which pot of money should you be taking money from? So, you know, the investment planning or that investment allocation has nothing to do with, is it a Roth, is it regular dollars, or is it IRA dollars? You know, there's more than just, you know, how's that money invested? It's which pot of money should you be taking from? Which types of assets should you have and what type of tax type of structure? So, you know, should you have stuff that pays high income in your normal money or should you have that in your IRA? You know, so it depends on your situation. So there's a lot of things that go into that. And so, you know, when we're sitting down with clients, that's really what we're doing. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth. And the very first thing we do is we actually create a real income plan, not just an investment allocation. Secondly, then we go into investments. After that, we look at the taxes. Then we look at the healthcare legacy issues. And those are the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, we want you to worry less about your money and worry more about having fun and enjoying life and retirement. So, you know, really that's what we do for our clients, and that's what we could do for you if you want. Be one of the callers today with at least $250,000 saved up, and all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. If you want to be your financial hero, 408-297-9800. Or you can also find us online at wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, where you're going to get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. And just like we're talking today on our show, Eric will help you with all the confusing high-risk strategies that we're all bombarded with. We don't understand them. Eric will explain it to you in a much easier-to-understand conversation. Call him up for this discovery visit. He is offering you a hand. And again, this is complimentary. So he's been giving you the telephone number out. Let me give you the website as well, wealthcreator.com. Two words together, wealthcreator.com. So today we're talking about key components to wealth management in retirement, what to focus on when you're investing during retirement, because you've got to have some type of a growth with the retirement money that you have. Eric, give us one of the key components of wealth management.
Well, the first and foremost, when you're talking about the actual investments that you have in your plan, is really just trying to know what the heck it is. So lots of times people get into involved in things and they have no idea really. They think that, they know what the thing is, but a lot of times they really don't. So, really anytime you're investing in stuff, you want to find out, okay, what, how much risk is involved and what type of risk? Because there's all sorts of different types of risks, not just principal risk, it's interest rate risk. It's, things like volatility risk, all sorts of things. Then what type of return should you expect? Are you signing up for some sort of surrender fee or time period? Is there way? Yeah, can you get out of it, right? And are there penalties or fees with that, either getting out of that investment or also ongoing? How easy is it to get to the money if you need it? And what type of income does it produce? Is it dividends? Is it ordinary income? And is it tax efficient? And obviously, that only matters if it's in a taxable account. So. Also, are you putting a tax-efficient investment in a tax-deferred account? That sometimes doesn't make sense either. So, there's a lot of things that you need to be asking yourself about anytime you're doing any investment. And, really you want to get a little bit more knowledge of what you're doing, why you're doing that. If somebody's recommending it to you, then, why? Yeah, why that versus anything else? And then also, probably the biggest thing is, under what conditions are you going to get out of that investment, good or bad? So especially if you're buying a stock, if that stock goes up so much, are you going to start selling some, or are you going to watch it go up and watch it go right back down? Flip side of that, of course, is if it goes down so much, are you going to finally jump at some point, or are you going to just ride it all the way down? So, you need to have that going in, you need to have that knowledge, that kind of plan, and then you're going to be a lot better off, and you'll at least be a lot more knowledgeable about what you actually have your money in.
Right. Yeah, that's very important. Now, if someone wanted to use an advisor or a financial professional to help them create a personal wealth management strategy, like we're talking today, let's go over any warning signs that they should watch out for.
Well, I mean, there's a couple things. The first thing is if they're in the first meeting and all they're talking about is some sort of product or some sort of strategy, and they're not really asking about your situation. They're not really asking about what your goals, your dreams, your desires are. You're not trying to create any sort of real plan. They're just saying, hey, you need this. Why do I need that? It's kind of the old thing where, if you've got a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So when we're sitting down with people and we're talking to them, the very first thing is we have this discovery visit, and we kind of go over what's your goals or your dreams, your desires, what are you trying to shoot for? And then what we do is we have a strategy meeting. The strategy meeting says, okay, here's the path you're on. Here is your income plan that you have right now, even though you didn't know you had one. And here's the investment plan as you have it right now. Here's the tax ramifications, the healthcare issues, and the legacy issues. We'll show you where you're headed right now. And then we'll tell you, hey, this may not be exactly the right direction you want to be going. Here's some things you want to change. And then it's up to you if you want to make that change. So that's our process is called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, because we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun, enjoying life, and enjoying retirement. So if that's something you'd like to do for you and your family, all you got to do is pick the phone and have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, and we can go through this process with you. Again, the phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online, of course, at wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
Wealth management is far more than allocating money across asset classes and then picking stocks. We'll continue to break down the key components to wealth management after the break. There's a lot to learn, so stay with us. We'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number
0E89971. Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. And as I've told you before, Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worryless Wealth. And he wrote that to open our eyes to all the financial products that are available. And he talks about different ways to get advice. So if you have a question about your retirement, then give Eric a call. He would love to help you out. He's literally offering you a chance for a discovery visit. That telephone number is 408-297-9800. You'll be creating a blueprint to worryless wealth. It'll be complimentary and customized. 408-297-9800. Your nest egg isn't going to last as long as you do without a comprehensive strategy in place. And that's why we're covering today the key components of wealth management strategy. Eric, what's another component of a wealth management strategy?
Well, it's really important to develop a risk management kind of directive and process. So, what's your risk tolerance for your money? And make sure the person, that you're working with, if you have a financial advisor or planner, make sure they're on the same page, and also make sure your spouse is on the same page, because often, I've got one spouse that's very conservative, one that's more aggressive in their, risk-taking on investments, and so you kind of need to find a happy medium, ideally. Also see, do you need to be taking that much risk, and does that matter? It really depends on your situation. So sometimes, I find some people are taking too much risk when they don't even need to be taking it. So there's a lot to be said about looking at that risk side of things.
Now, what are some of the different options then for investing your retirement savings? What do you tell your clients?
Well, obviously, there's tons of different levels of risk out there, and there's lots of different investments. And, really what we're usually talking about is having some assets that we call foundational, where the money is guaranteed, it can't go away. Having some steady income money, which is something that you don't typically need when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s, but when you're hitting your 60s or 70s, you need to be getting that income because you need to be able to live on it. And then lastly, the stuff that most people already have, which is stuff in the market. So, in terms of, what options are in the foundational stuff, that could be bank things, that could be bonds. The biggest problem with bonds, though, is bonds are only guaranteed at two points in time, the day you buy it and the day they mature. Along the way, there's no guarantee at all, even with a guaranteed 10-year treasury or insured municipal bond. The reason why there's no guarantee is because if you're buying a bond, say, at 2.5% or 3% interest rates, and all of a sudden now their interest rates are at 5%, nobody wants to buy your bond. So the only way they're going to buy your bond is if you knock off 10 or 20 or 30 or 40% of the value, then they'll finally buy it, because that'll end up giving them the same as interest rate, as what rates are today. So the big problem is you're stuck either with a low interest rate bond for a long period of time until that matures, or you're going to have a loss. So, which one do you want? So bonds are super high risk, I think, right now, just because we know rates are going to be going up. They're already, not earning anything, which they haven't been for almost a decade. So, that's one of those places where you want to watch out a little bit. There's things like fixed index annuities, which, those are guaranteed principal, but they pay a rate based on the stock market indexes. Now, in reality, they're going to be more like a bond, type of earnings, but they're going to usually be a few percentage points higher. I find for most people, on average, they're going to earn around 4-6%, but some years higher, some years lower. But the nice thing is you can never have a zero year. A negative year. The worst kind, if the markets are negative, the worst thing is you get a zero. You just don't earn money that year. So at least you're protected on the downside. And then obviously there's tons of mutual funds, exchange traded funds, investments. There's a lot in those types of areas. So really, how do you mix them all together? Really what you want to do is you want to make sure when they add up all that risk that they come to a risk level that you're easily able to handle and be able to be comfortable with.
Right. And so how do you help someone determine their personal risk tolerance?
Well, you know, we've got this great tool that's called Riskalyze. It's actually on the top corner. If when you, somebody goes to wealthcreator.com, right in the top corner of wealthcreator.com, you'll see a know your risk score. And what that does is it gives a number, like a speed limit kind of. And so, you know, if it's cash in the bank, it's one. If it's maybe some super high risk small company stock or something, maybe it's in the 90s. And so depending on which assets you have, and most people have a variety of assets, it's hard to really know what is your overall risk level. So what this does is, first and foremost, we can say, okay, here's the risk, the volatility that you're comfortable with. Then we can put in those actual assets and we can say, all right, well, you've got this, 401k, you got this IRA over here, you got this money here, and so forth. Every account's going to have a different number, but the nice thing is with the values and with those numbers, it'll come up with a blended number that's overall. So it's for your overall portfolio. So, you know, your number's, 45. You could have some stuff at one, like money in the bank or something that's guaranteed, and you could have stuff at 70. As long as it kind of comes down to around 45 where you want to be, then that's fine. So you can have stuff that's higher risk, you have stuff that's lower risk, but as long as the overall average comes out to where you want it to be. And that's really what we do when we're talking to somebody about creating that blueprint to worry less wealth. We actually look at that and we say, okay, you know, let's sit down, find out what your goals, your dreams, your desires are, what you're thinking your retirement's going to be like. And then let's see where you're at right now. So the first and foremost, you know, creating that income plans, show you where you're, what you're on track for. But next, look at that income, that investment plan, and say, okay, here's your risk, you know, risk score that you want to be at, and here's where your actual assets are right now. And do you want to fix that? Do you want to get closer in alignment with that? Then what's the tax ramifications of those various accounts? Look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues, and those are the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something that we can help you create for you and your family. All you have to be is one of the callers today and just have at least $250,000 saved up for retirement. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, it's 408-297-9800. There's no cost, no obligation. We just do this planning for you. We show you what things you should take advantage of, and that's up to you if you want to take action. So again, 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Today, we're talking about the key components to wealth management in retirement, you know, what to focus on when you're investing. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. If you have questions from our show today, call or you can text Eric right at the number that he's giving out. But I want to also tell you that you can connect with him on Facebook or Twitter. Just go to the symbol at and the number one, Wealth Creator. All right. You can go there and connect with them on Facebook or Twitter. The symbol at the number one. One Wealth Creator altogether, or their website again, wealthcreator.com. Eric, how often do people come into your office to get a second opinion from you? And then you help them discover, oh, there's far more risk in your portfolio than you even thought.
Yeah, well, that quite often happens. I mean, the one thing about risk is it changes. When we start having volatility again here, in February, which was non-existent in 2017, that did make people say, oh, hold on. Now, I don't want to have risk. And so it's kind of funny because, back in 2009, 2010, people didn't want any risk, but there was quite routinely days of the market would go up five percent or down 5%. So, volatility is one of those things that changes over time, but really what you want to look at is how does that fit in with you and what are your overall risk scores? And lots of times, like I said, one spouse may be a lot less risky, the other one might be higher, but how does that all play out? So what I find is there's a couple things is when people are working with other advisors, sometimes it's that advisor's risk level that they're kind of using. It's not really your risk level. So that's one thing is sometimes they're kind of, projecting or whatever you want to do, call it, but they're using their risk level and it may not be yours. But also sometimes, what happens is one spouse may help another spouse with asset allocation, and then it turns out those numbers have gotten really far off, or people just haven't rebalanced. I mean, right now with how much the market's run up in the last 10 years, you may have said you only want so much in one area, and then it's jumped up a bunch. So it's really one of the biggest things right now is really knowing, because we've been on such a long run, the markets are up so high, things, volatility is finally starting to show back up. It's one of those things where you really, really want to be looking at what risk level are you at? Does it fit where you want to be? And if not, you know, do you want to take action now or later? And, you know, like little talks that we do, we always ask, you know, when would you want to know? Yeah. When would you want to know before it happens or after? I mean, you much rather know if the hurricane's coming your way, you want to be able to prepare for it. Those you can. Earthquakes, pretty tough to prepare for. So, if you can know, you want to know ahead of time. You know, really what we're talking about here is you need to have a plan. You know, you need to have a process to plan this all out. So first and foremost, you got to have that income plan, got to have that investment tax plan, then look at the healthcare and legacy issues. And those are the 5 points of the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. That's something we can do for you. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and have at least $250,000 saved up for retirement. And we'll do this planning for you. Again, no cost, no obligation. Just at the end of the second meeting, you can decide if you want to take action, you want to use us, or if you want to do it on your own. So again, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to a special dinner with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, and special guest Miguel Aguilar, the vice president of Inland Securities Corporation. Learn how Endpoint investors can enjoy a stable, attractive monthly cash dividend of 7.45% and how REITs can enjoy a 20% exclusion of pass-through income. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner on Thursday evening, March 8th in San Jose. Call now to reserve your seat, 408-297-9800. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call now, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We're an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89.
Hi there. Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. I'm here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. Eric is a registered investment advisor, a certified financial planner. So today you're going to get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. Eric is a fiduciary, so he is going to put you first, and he's going to figure out for you what's going to work best, and together you'll come up with a blueprint to worryless wealth. He's offering this to you complimentary today. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and call during our show. The number is 408-297-9800. Again, you can call or text 408-297-9800. Well, today we're talking about the key components of wealth management. And Eric, let's turn our focus now on developing income in retirement. What are some ways to approach creating income after that regular paycheck stops?
Yeah, well, obviously, this is probably the most scary part for people is, you know, you get that paycheck every 2 weeks or whatever, or twice a month, and, you know, you kind of take it for granted, and then all of a sudden, that stops, and now what? And so that's where you have to figure out, okay, obviously, most people are going to have some Social Security money at some point. You know, do you get it right when you first start or later in retirement? But, you know, you'll have at least that as a steady paycheck kind of source. But that's not going to be enough for sure. And especially in California. So one of the things that, you know, you have to do is figure out, okay, how am I going to get this money? I mean, there's kind of two ways. One is the hope method. That's where you hope your investments keep paying off enough or putting off enough money. And, you know, you can just, you know, hope you don't have big, huge drops and hope that, you know, that 4% rule or all these other types of things that are out there that, you know, that you're not going to run out of money or it's not going to, you know, drop all of a sudden. And then you're trying to figure out, what do I do now? The other point is having some sort of floor of income or what we call guaranteed income. So that'd be one option where you put some money that's, you know, from an IRA or whatever into an account where it's going to pay out for the rest of your life on a guaranteed basis. The nice thing about that is even if things mess up or go bad or you screw up things, you got that income coming in. So that one won't go away. So it kind of gives, again, the floor of income.
Mm-hmm. All right. So guaranteed sources of income. What are some of those that are available for today's retirees?
Well, I don't know if the first one you could call really a guaranteed source of income. It's more of a guaranteed source of principal, but that would be like a CD. Yeah, a CD is affectionately known as a certificate of depreciation or disappointment, either one. But, you know, right now with most CDs, you might get a percent. And, you know, if inflation's running 2 or 3, that means you're going backward, you know. So, it looks like you're jogging, but you're on a train going the other direction. And so, even though you're moving, you're going the other way. And, you know, so that's one area where you can. You know, another one's using, obviously, some government bonds where you're just buying and holding them. So, it could be municipal bonds, could be, you know, U.S. government bonds. You know, again, we said earlier in the show that those are only guaranteed in 2 points in the time, you know, the day you buy them and the day they mature. So, the income along the way you could be getting, and that's typically guaranteed, obviously, but it's just the resale value. So if you try to cash that in or need more money, you know, it may not be there. And then the last one's to use an annuity. You know, there's kind of two types of annuities. There's the immediate annuity. That's where you just say, hey, Mr. Insurance Company, here's $100,000. Pay me money for as long as I live. The problem with that, with interest rates to being so low today, and then also just people hate the fact of you giving up all your money and there's no value left to it. For most people, you're not going to probably do that. But if you're older, I mean, I've got a client, let's see, he was 83, I think, when we did this, or 82. And, you know, all he had to do so he put it in $100,000, and the income he was getting was about 11 or 12, not, you know, not income, but the cash flow he was getting, it was like about almost $12,000, I think it was, a year off that $100,000. So that's a lot of money coming back out. And basically, we ran the numbers. If he makes it about 8 years, he makes a little bit of money. If he lives 10 years, he makes almost like 30 or 40%. It was how the math worked out, somewhere around there. And, you know, if he lives only 2 years, well, then the insurance company wins big time. And those are a little bit tougher. So the other type is actually a deferred annuity, where you're going to put money in. Lots of them have some sort of income component or some formula where they're going to have that money growing at a certain rate, and then you can turn on this income stream for the rest of your life. Now, the thing you got to watch out for, though, is like there's one group of salespeople around this area, at least, that are, you know, really pushing this one that does 10% simple interest growth. So if you put in 100 grand, it's going to grow by 10,000 a year for this fake money, this income value. There's another product out there that only goes at 5%. But when you compare the two, the 5% one almost always wins in terms of who pays higher income. And you're going, whoa, what? How is that even possible? Well, because it depends on the timing. It depends on the age. And so what happens is they take that income value, they multiply it by a factor based on your age and if you want joint or single life income. And what a lot of insurance companies do is they have all these gimmicky ways to figure out your income value. But then they lower that factor, that thing that multiplies it. So the easiest thing to think about is if you, you know, if the thing says you put 100 grand in and you're going to have 200 later, if one of them multiplies that number by 4% and the other one multiplies it by 5, obviously the 5% is going to be a way higher income. And so that's the thing you got to look at. So if you're just comparing which one has a higher rate or whatever, you may be sadly mistaken, or you may have actually ended up getting stuck with a product that's not as good. And then they usually have pretty long surrender fees. So, you know, and so that's what you really want to do some homework and do some shopping, and ideally work with somebody who works with lots of companies, because then they can at least say, okay, hey, here's the best one for you and your timeline that you're shooting for. So, you know, one of the things we do when we're sitting down with people is we have that discovery visit where we find out what that goal, what that dream is. When do you want to retire? When do you need that income from? And then we create the blueprint to worry less wealth. This is something we do. It's no cost, no obligation. We create that income plan, that investment plan, tax plan, legacy, and healthcare planning all in one, so you worry less about your retirement and worry more about having fun and enjoying life. And then we have a strategy session where we say, okay, hey, here's some changes you can make. And then at that point, that's when you decide, do you want to work with us or do you want to work with somebody else? But at least you got that information, you got that knowledge. And so that's something you'd like to do. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to be is one of the callers today, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
give Eric a call or go to their website, find out when their next workshop will be or when they're going to have another speaker. Their website is wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com. Now I want to ask you about non-guaranteed types of income, Eric. How do people typically use those?
Well, you know, so unlike something where it's got a set payment or set income, you know, these are things, investments that pay some sort of dividend, some sort of income. Now, some of them may be very systematic, but some may not. So obviously, one thing a lot of people have been doing for quite some time is dividend paying stocks. And it's kind of funny because it's finally starting to happen. And I've been warning people about this for years, that is, once interest rates start moving up, you'll see a lot of people getting out of these dividend paying stocks, because if the stock pays, say, 2 or 3% dividend, and then the value goes all over the place. And if you can go to the bank now and get 2 or 3%, you know, do you really want all that risk? And so as rates go up, you're going to see more and more people getting out of the dividend paying stocks, which are, the majority of them are in the S&P 500. So, you know, that's going to be one downward pressure as interest rates go up on the S&P 500 is people going out and say, hey, I can just get this at the bank now and not have to worry about anything. You know, lots of times it's just better to separate the funds out a little bit. So have a guaranteed bucket of money and then have that risk bucket of money. And then again, have that money that's some steady income. And, you know, so then that's when you go back to that risk score and going back to really having a plan. I mean, that's what this, of course, all comes back down to, right? Is if you have a plan, this makes it very easy to do. If you don't have any sort of real plan, it's hard to figure out that number. So when we create the blueprint to worry less wealth for people, that's what we do. Is first and foremost, we do that income plan, figure out how much income do they need. That then tells us what we should be investing in. And then also look at the tax ramifications of those investments and which investments should go into which type of account based on the tax ramifications. And then look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we can do for you and your family. No cost, no obligation. All you do is have to pick up the phone and call up 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth. Eric is offering you this discovery visit. Here's the telephone number to get in on this, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him, 408-297-9800. Today, we're discussing the key components of a solid wealth management strategy. Eric, what are some of the common tools for wealth management that you use?
Well, obviously, there's lots of different vehicles that you can be using. You know, it just depends on your goals and, you know, what types of things you're looking for. You know, I always equate it to those red tool chests. I mean, I've got one in my garage, and a lot of people may, but yeah, you see them in mechanics, you know, garages, of course. And there's lots of different drawers. And so, do you use a wrench or do you use a saw to take a bolt off? Well, typically you're going to use the wrench, right? Because you want to be able to take the bolt off and put it back on. But if it's rusted shut and you can't get it off with a wrench, then the saw is the only option. So what's the better tool? You know, I can't tell you because what's the situation that we're talking about? And so I always hate it when people say, oh, what's the hot stock tip? Or where should I put my money today and stuff? And it's like, why is today different than most days? it should be what's your plan, you know? So again, that's what you have to always go back to. So there's the guaranteed side of the world. So the guaranteed side of the world, which means protected from loss, that's stuff like CDs at the bank, of course, you know, bank accounts, buying bonds with the treasury, or, you know, guaranteed municipal bonds if they're insured. You know, there's fixed annuities or fixed index annuities. You know, those are ways to have some money where you hopefully can earn a little bit more interest and have a little bit more flexibility. Then, of course, you go into guaranteed income things where, you know, that's when you're talking more about that immediate annuity, paying out that money. There's no real asset there. It's just an income stream, kind of like really what Social Security is. You know, it keeps going while you're going, and once you stop going, it stops coming. You know, so that'd be one option. You know, obviously, then there's lots of times we also call it the hybrid world, where you're talking about the, you know, like if it's a fixed annuity where it's paying a set interest rate, that's one thing. But if it's an index annuity, then it's paying a rate based on something else. So it's kind of tied to some other indexes that are higher growth, but the principal is still fixed. You can also do that with CDs or some equity linked CDs where they'll pay you an interest rate based on often the basket of like 10 stocks or something like that. So there's the hybrid world. And then the lastly, there's of course the growth world, which most people know about. That's stuff like stocks, mutual funds, real estate investment trusts, exchange traded funds, all those types of things. And then, you know, there is stuff that you need to do for protection, of course. So you've got your car and homeowners insurance, which don't really create any wealth, of course. They just prevent from loss. That, you know, does also prevent against loss of your assets. But there's other things like life insurance, where you can build up money tax deferred and have a lot of benefits there, and even leave a nice legacy, obviously, with the life insurance. So, you know, it's, again, which tool is the best for you? Can't tell you, because don't know your situation and don't know what it calls for. So again, it goes back to, let's figure out the plan and then let's figure out what tool to use.
Eric is a well-known speaker and an author. He's also a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant. So he can help you with all the questions that you're facing. Give him a call. He's offering you a chance to create a blueprint to worryless wealth with him, like he just said. Call him for that discovery meeting. Here's his website. Again, it's wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com. Or if you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him 408-297-9800. Eric, what would be some questions that you should ask your advisor when it comes to reviewing and updating that plan?
So the first thing you'd have to see is, have they called you? Have they talked to you in the last year or two? I mean, they should be calling you every year, somebody from their office at least, setting up a time to review things. You know, so that'd be the one big thing, is are they actually reviewing your plan at all? And then, you know, if you're trying to work with somebody new, you want to find out, what is your process? You know, how often will we meet? You know, how are we going to review performance? I mean, what are you trying to perform against? You know, you can't just say, okay, well, here's what the S&P did. Well, if you're doing a diversified portfolio, that's a lot more things than the S&P. So you want some sort of benchmark that they should be trying to, you know, tie their performance into. And then, you know, what kind of income and, you know, amounts that you need, how are things changed? You know, obviously you'd need to tell them what's happened in your life, if you're moving or if you're, you know, whatever, you're having to take care of parents now or something, you know, all those types of things come up. So really the biggest thing is, if you already have a financial advisor, they should be doing this updating every year. Now, also, if they don't have any plan to update, then how are you even knowing if you're closer or farther? I mean, that's a tough one. If they're just saying, oh, look, you made 10% last year, that's great. That's not a plan. That's just facts. You know, that doesn't really help us know where we're going. So that'd be the thing to look at too, is there a plan? And then how often are they updating it? And are they proactive about servicing you, or are they, you know, you're going to have to like call them and bug them, and you know, that's not what you want. They should be, you know, you're paying them. They should be talking to you and making sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, because they're supposed to be like a coach and, you know, like a personal trainer or something, if you want to call it that. And so, you know, if they're just saying, hey, did you work out? And then they don't even care about the answer, or they just send you some sort of, you know, automated email thing or something. Yeah, no, that's not a plan. That's not service. So, you know, you need that plan to be updated, because as things progress, you know, here's what we thought was going to happen. Here's what actually did happen. And does that make us closer, farther from where we are? And then also sometimes your expenses and other things may have changed a lot. So how has that changed from you know, when the plan was first done. So if you're asking somebody about that, I mean, it's a good thing if you get like a referral to one of their, or a reference from one of their clients, and ask that client, hey, how often do they call you? Do they, are they do it on their own, or are you having to, you know, bug them to call you and all that type of stuff. So yeah, it's very important to know how that plan and what that process is going forward. And, you know, also just setting expectations. I mean, you know, if you're investing $10,000 with somebody, they're probably not going to be meeting with you every single year. It's just not as affordable. So, you know, that's the other thing is, you have to have them make sure they're honest about how much of service are they going to give you. Not that, well, we give great service. You know, that's not really a thing. It's, you know, what are you actually doing?
Eric, I know that you have a workshop coming up. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're trying to do a lot more education right now, and I have a Financial Knowledge Institute. It is a nonprofit that we set up several years ago, and it's where we're doing a lot of educational talks. And so these are going to be on Social Security and how does it, you know, interact with your plan? How does it interact with taxes? When should you be, you know, taking it? How does it all play into everything? Because it's a very big decision. It's one of those very final decisions. If you start it, you can't really stop it anymore like you used to be able to. And you can lock in some bad penalties if you start too early and then you change your mind. So, you know, it's one of those really critical decisions that all of us have. And Social Security Administration really isn't there to help you, give you strategy. They'll answer questions that you ask, but if you don't know the right questions to ask, they're not going to help you out. So that's one of the things that you can find online at wealthcreator.com. You can go to our events tab and there's a link there and you can actually register for that. We're going to have a series of these. So we have some coming up on February 28th and some on March 1st, but we're going to have some other dates coming up too. So, you know, if those dates don't work, definitely pay attention to the website and you'll find the new one. So again, that's the 28th or the 1st, and talking about Social Security and talking about really how to plan for it. So the phone number there is 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to a special dinner with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth, and special guest Miguel Aguilar, the vice president of Inland Securities Corporation. Learn how Endpoint investors can enjoy a stable, attractive monthly cash dividend of 7.45% and how REITs can enjoy a 20% exclusion of pass-through income. This information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner on Thursday evening, March 8th in San Jose. Call now to reserve your seat, 408-297-9800. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call now, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We're an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89.
And we are back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network. Always so happy to be here with Eric every weekend, learning from Eric about retirement. He's offering a chance for you to call him so he can help you out. He's offering you a discovery visit. He only has so many appointments set aside for that, so you do need to call right now during our show. Here's the telephone number for that, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him, 408-297-9800. Well, we're back with Eric discussing the key components to wealth management in retirement, and he's helping us see what to focus on when we are investing during retirement. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Eric?
Well, just kind of recap the show. I mean, when you're doing that switch, so accumulation planning, the stuff you did in your 20s, 30s, 40s, even 50s, really needs to change when you're in your mid-50s to 60s, because then you're talking about how to get this money back out. You don't care about having that pile of money getting bigger as much. You care more about how am I going to get income? How am I going to be able to survive on this money? So you need to have a plan of how these different investment vehicles work, how the different tools can work, how you can get that income. You need to know what risk levels you want to be at and really understand how that money is going to come in and what risk is it to these different tools or investments. And really, you know, does that fit in your situation or not? And lots of times people end up getting into stuff that they really don't understand. So you really need to know what you're investing in, why that tool, how is that better than anything else that's out there? And really need to ask some questions like that right before you ever invest. And then really a lot of times setting up some kind of some different buckets of money, if you want to use it, that phrase. And, you know, what we usually like to have is some foundational assets. So stuff that cannot go away, but stuff that can be there forever and keep paying you some money. Then in the middle, you want to have some steady income money. So that'd be stuff like paying out 5, 6, 7% every single month, ideally. Stuff that's maybe not in the stock market, so it's a lot less volatile, but it's just giving you really good income. So we want that money to keep coming in, keep coming in. And then lastly, of course, you want the stuff that most people know about in their 401k and so forth, which is the stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, all that type of stuff. And so really, if you have that divided up in those three components, it's going to work a lot better. And then, of course, lastly, what you got to do is you got to have a plan, and you got to have that plan get reviewed. You got to have it, you know, updated annually. You know, so these are all the things that you need to be asking yourself. And when would you want to know? Well, now is the ideal time. So if you want to have that discovery visit, you want to set up that time totally cost-free. You know, it's just something we do for people. We help educate them. And, you know, we have that first meeting where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So we get all that information, find out about who you are, what you're doing. And then on that second meeting, that's when you actually see that plan. You see that income plan. You see that investment plan, tax plan, healthcare, legacy. That's the 5 points of the blueprint to worryless wealth. That's something we can do for you and your family. Again, no cost, no obligation. At the end of that second meeting, that's when you say, hey, okay, do we want to, you know, have Heckman Financial help us, or do we want to just do it on our own? That's when you decide to hire us or not. And if you don't, hey, that's fine. At least you learned some stuff and we'll part as friends. But if you do, hey, we're going to be able to help you a lot. So if that's something you'd like to do for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. If you want to be your financial hero, 408-297-9800. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com. And as always, we have all the podcasts from the previous shows up there. We got a lot of other great and useful information on wealthcreator.com. You can also go to iTunes to listen to the podcast if you want. But we'll be back here next week, same time, same place. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.